The Czech Philharmonic has a new conductor. As of 2009, the orchestra, which was first conducted by Antonín Dvořák over a century ago, will hand the baton over to the Israeli conductor Eliyahu Inbal. We'll be talking to Mr. Inbal a bit later, but first, the orchestra's general director, Václav Riedelbach, explains his selection criteria.
Being chief conductor in Czech Philharmonic is a very special position of conductors. It's not normal. From our side, I can explain you very shortly these conditions. First of all, it's top artistic quality. It has to be, without discussion. Secondly, very important for us is international renommee. It means the name of this conductor has to be known. Mr. Inbal is really able to fill up all these conditions. And the main condition in all discussion is also free calendar of the conductors. You have any dreams about it, but a rarity is a rarity. When you see a calendar of a lot of artists, 4-5 years, it's completely full.
Can you tell me a bit about the repertoire you've discussed?
What is very important with Maestro Inbal is he's really good educated on not only Czech, but European culture. And on this ground, it's very necessary for feeling of Czech music also. You know, we are a national orchestra, and our main role is also to present both at home and abroad, Czech music, not only classical as Dvořák, Smetana and others, but also new music, and he is so open for that.
But now to the man himself. When Eliyahu Inbal takes over the Czech Philharmonic in 2009, he will still also be head of the Metropolitan Orchestra in Tokyo. I asked him what he thought the commute between Japanese and Czech cultures would be like.
These are really two different cultures also, and not only different time zones. And when I come to a Japanese orchestra, it's always for me a shock, the first rehearsal, because I see 100 people silent like in a graveyard. And for me, because I'm not Japanese, I don't know the hidden expression in the faces. For me, it's like no expressions on the faces. That's kind of respect that they have for me. Little by little, when we walk, they warm up, they open a little, and there is a slight humor, and maybe a little some noise, which is very good, because that's a sign of life. So that's really another culture. But the work is very satisfying. They are very serious, very professional, and very musical as well. So the main difference is that when I come to Japan, I am destroyed because of the jet lag. And for a lot of days, I just function on half the energy which I have.
But what about Prague? Is this going to be a known culture for you? Or is this a little bit of a sort of step into the unknown as well?
Well, the language, the fact that I cannot speak the language is, of course, it's an obstacle. It's difficult to have the contact with the person, with every musician personally. But otherwise, we are here in the Middle Europe culture. That's what you call Mitteleuropäische Kultur. And in that sense, I feel myself at home, yes, because I conducted in Budapest, of course, in Germany, all over Germany. And this is the same kind of mentality and atmosphere.
When you were talking before, you talked about the link between a country's language and the music that it plays. So a couple of questions from that. The first is, what do you deduce from the Czech language that the orchestra is going to be like? And my second question is, how then are you going to get them playing French music and Italian music, which maybe is completely different in sort of sentiment?
Yes, that question, of course, you can ask on every specific style of orchestra. Every orchestra gives the conductor some advantages in certain repertories, and some repertories where he will have to work to obtain the specific color of a different country. In French music, I will ask for more subtle colors, for more elegant way of phrasing. In the biggest part of the real important symphonic music from Russia to Germany, to they will be at home. I mean, in Prague, you are at home with Brahms, you are at home with Mozart, you know, Mozart acted here, was very often in Prague. And the only thing that you could say, maybe French music, Spanish music, that you have to bring the special color, but they are musicians, they get it.
But back to this Czech language and how it sounds and the sound of the orchestra and the way that corresponds, what can you sort of say about that?
I think there is a kind of robustness and a kind of honesty to it, which is tied to the earth, a kind of primitive in the good sense of real connection to the earth, to the culture, to the folklore, to the body. This is extremely important for this kind of music, which we talked about, the Middle European music, because Brahms, if you take Brahms, he had so many Hungarian and Tsigoinan music in his symphonies, yes? He's also very influenced by this kind of music. So Beethoven also. So this is important for the whole body of German and Austrian symphonic music, and also Russian music, as of Shostakovich, Stravinsky, and all that. So they are okay from the very beginning for the biggest part of the repertory.
Okay. Can you tell me just quickly about the plans that you have for the Czech Symphony Orchestra, and if there's anything you're particularly excited about?
As I said, I will take some accent of Czech music, of course, because people expect us when we go abroad to play Dvořák, Smetana, Suk, Martinů, Janáček, and we will do that without any doubt, but we will absolutely present the what I call the great repertory, from Mozart, Beethoven to Mahler and Bruckner and Strauss and so on. We will do that, and I am very excited about the project of conducting and recording all the symphonies of Mahler in 2010-11, because for me it's always a big occasion. For me, Mahler is the greatest symphonist of all time, what Beethoven was for the 18th, 19th century, Mahler was for the 19th, 20th century.
This is one of the Czech Philharmonic's previous recordings of Mahler, his 8th symphony in E-flat major being performed in 1982. Prague awaits Mr. Imbal's arrival and the realization of his plans.